as it went around. How did you?
Well, that little wooden outfit.
Yes.
We didn't have nothing to put on out of it unless you got a little smear of axle grease out of my dad's box, you know, to use his wagon. Put a little of that on there. We'd slip a little lard out there and put on it or something other, you know.
Have you ever heard of using tallow on a big buggy, on the wheels of a big buggy? In other words, if you didn't have any axle grease, did you ever use any tallow?
No, I don't believe I did.
I've heard of that, and I can't imagine it would last very long.
Yeah. No, it don't. It gets hard, it slips off. Mm-hmm. I never did use it. Mm-hmm. Same way with lard. You put lard on there, it seemed gone, you know.
Mm-hmm. If you put some axle grease on your little wagon as a boy, did your mother ever say, now come in and wash your hands. Look, your hands are all...
Well, Jenna come in with some grease over us, got a spanking.
I see. I see.
Oh, so.
And,
our mother wasn't too bad on us.
Easy.
No, he brought things to my mind to see, and I never would have thought I'd be getting my whole life.
Well, I appreciate it. I mean, the thing that I think is wonderful is that these ideas come back to you so easily. You know, they.
Something I never heard of.
It went out of tape, but you're talking about that wagon. We built one time to cut down, put good size black gum tree, sort of. Some wheels and put them on there. Built a pretty good sized wagon. Little more than we were on the pull, and Papa had a pretty good sized calf out there. We caught that calf, you know. My two brothers did. I wasn't into that. Right out in front of the store, he had a store. Right out in front of the store, he cleared a new ground out there, about third or fourth year out there. He had it cotton. I've never seen as white a cotton in my life. It just looked like a snowbank. They got that cave and hooked it to that wagon, fixed him up some dummy shaves to it. And somehow or another, the cave run over him and knocked him down. Took off up through that cotton field, and Dad is hauling, catch that cave. Cotton was just a fly. I just like to die to laugh at me. He was hauling, catch that cave, man, they caught him too. Oh, they knocked a swath of cotton out of that damn roof.
Speaking of cotton, I forgot to ask you. You said you raised a lot. Before you had a lot of machinery, what did you use to say? You go into the cotton, and what did you use to say to get rid of the weeds? What would you do? You tell a hired man to go in and he better... If you were going to get the weeds out of the cotton, what would you say?
We call it hoeing it.
Hoeing?
Chopping. Some say chopping, some say hoeing.
Chop cotton is just chopping weeds out.
Go through and chop grass, weeds out.
What kind of weeds would you have in cotton around here?
Most of the crabgrass. Uh-huh. Wooden weeds is crabgrass. And that's the trouble we had with cotton then, man, when they didn't have no insecticides and things like that, you know. Mm-hmm. Now then, they're important. Mm-hmm.
Did you have did you have any Johnson grass or?
Not back in when I was a boy. I never seen no Johnson grass. Mm-hmm. Not around home. And I saw some up towards Hollow Spring one time. First Johnson grass I ever saw. Now I've got a whole lot of it on my place.
Mm-hmm. And when you were a boy, and you it was too hot, say, to sleep in bed,